John, yeah, I was just going to say, last time you mentioned last Tuesday night, I think, about 2 years of physical development. To go down the last 2 minutes, last 5 minutes, and get 5 points from incredible fitness, John.
Yeah. Joe O'Connor's done a phenomenal job, is the bottom line. You know, he's there 4 years now. You're seeing the fruits of his labour for 4 years in terms of guiding the lads along. Dara Droog has also done a bit with the under-21s before him, Ross Corbett. You know, so there's been a lot of work done in that regard over the last number of years, right down through the lines. And you need to have a longevity to that work. You cannot do it in a short space of time. And you can see that now, that the fruits of it are paying off. But yeah, that's that side of things.
That's the physical side of it. The mental side of it. Is that all down to John Kiely?
No, not at all. Not at all. You know, there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes in that regard as well. You know, that's going on with quite a while as well. You know, so we do speak about certain aspects of mental strength and mental preparation, coping skills and triggers and so forth. But, you know, it's just trust. Trust and honesty are the two main factors in that regard. Trusting the men beside you, trusting yourself, and trusting the process. And honesty then to go and actually work off that trust and to do it till the bitter end, and to just have that kind of steeliness in yourself that you can just keep going, keep going, keep finding it. You know, but that's really outside of it.
Trust in the bench as well, John?
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, they made a massive impact. Peter, Shane, and William, yeah. Fantastic. You know, couldn't have asked more from them, to be honest with you. They did exactly what I would have liked them to do. And that's very rare that you get that. But we spoke again at half-time about the subs and the impact they were going to need to make in order for us to actually get across the line. And to be fair to the three lads, Jesus, they obviously had their heads screwed on coming in. You know, they did really well.
John.
But you look at the three of them though, you know, they're all Ireland winners, like, you know, already. So, you know, is it surprising that they were able to go in and do something like that? You know, it's not.
Short turnaround for Cork, well, 2 weeks.
Probably 2 weeks, yeah. You know, sure, listen, any longer, and I think, no, I think 2 weeks is perfect. 2 weeks is perfect. We're in great shape, as you said. We picked up no serious injuries there today. We'll enjoy tonight. We'll recover tomorrow, and we'll recover Tuesday, back training Wednesday, and we'll go at it again. And ultimately, those three boys that came on and did a great job are going to want to try and get their place for the next day, and there's a lot more like them. So it'll be very competitive now for the next 2 weeks.
Will you win us under doubts, John?
I would say so, yeah. Yeah, I think so. You know, but like, does it matter? It doesn't really. I think myself, it's a 50-50 game, you know. But Cork are definitely the team with massive momentum, I suppose, this season. Yeah. You know, they've rampaged most, really, if you like, you know what I mean? Yeah. But we do know we haven't been beaten by them. We do know that.
Is it a small bit of a worry that Kilkenny shot 16 or 17 wides today, that Cork would be more likely to convert those chances?
You see, why did they hit him? Because they were pressurised. Yeah. Where were they from? They were from the sideline. They were from the wings. They weren't from straight in front of goal. And we spoke about not giving them away frees before the game and pressurising the shots to force the wides, yeah, so as that we get the possession back and we don't let TJ Reid put the ball out of it. How many frees did TJ Reid score?
Five.
He scores 9, 10 and 11 on average. So we did a great job in that.
Yeah. John, that steeliness, especially in response to the goal, and considering that we had created a good few goal scoring opportunities ourselves, it could have been a big swing that way, but that response to the goal, no panic, kept plugging away.
Listen, that was the game. The game was there at that stage. That was the game. The response to that goal, like their response to get the goal in the first instance, because they were down, they had to get the goal. But once we conceded that, how were we going to respond? Where was the leadership going to come from? Tom Morrissey steps up with a phenomenal catch. Couple of strides over the bar. Peter Casey, catch. Couple of strides over the bar. Who else?
Kyle Hayes passes to Dowling.
Kyle Hayes to Dowling. Mm. Who else do you want at the end of a ball? Only Shane, you know? Mm. So, like, the response and the leadership shown at that stage was decisive in the result. It wouldn't have come about only for that leadership and that confidence being there and ability being there. Like, you can want to do all these things, like, just thousands of people out there would love to be out there doing that type of thing, but there's very few can actually do it.
Croke Park, will they revel in it?
Absolutely, yeah. Can't wait to get up there, and I mean that. You know, there will be a narrative probably out there based on history. Do them boys worry about history? Absolutely not. How many balls went out over the sideline here today from puckouts? The wider it is, the better. We'll be quite happy inside there. Okay.
John, can I just take you back 10 years to when you made that fateful call after a humiliating Limerick defeat, offering your services to become involved? Did you, in your wildest dreams, think that would turn out in days like today?
No, never. But, like, we've had some great days along the way. It's been great for me. It's been a privilege for me to be involved with all the lads I've worked with up along the line. Management teams I've worked with, you know, the players I've worked with, the backroom teams I've been working with. It's just a pleasure to be involved. I said it to the players on Friday night. This is the time of our lives, mine included, to be in a privileged position to work with the likes of those guys. Where else could you work with the likes of those guys? That the character they have, the honesty they have, you know? This is the time of our lives to be able to be working with these lads, and a real, real privilege. And I cherish every minute of it.